You guys, my month started off well. Because Arsenal, of course, won.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were despising me last time that Arsenal wouldn't win.
Did we?
Yes, yes.
Did
please refer to the previous episode, guys.
I can't recall.
Please.
No recollection. I have no recollection whatsoever.
Rings no bell.
No bell.
So, guys, according to my research, these are the characteristics of Manchester United fans.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Whenever they win, they stick out for their team. But now when they lose, divert from their team.
We're still United.
No, I've not diverted from my team.
Yeah.
I've just said...
Anyway, the results say otherwise. So if I can just read them out to you guys.
We still beat you.
Yeah, we still beat Arsenal. That's the basis. That's where we're going to start.
Anyway, Arsenal played Spurs. That was the first match of
the
weekend.
The North London Derby.
And of course, Arsenal won. The Arsenal won.
Yeah.
These guys are taking the shape of the Arsenal. These guys are taking the shape of the Arsenal.
We still beat the Arsenal.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, stop.
3-1.
Stop going.
Hurricane from the spot.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like
Jerry is bitter, but I'm not.
Anyway,
I'm going to congratulate Granit
Xhaka
and Hurricane only.
Anyway, so Arsenal versus Spurs.
Mm-hmm. At least 3-1.
Yeah, at least okay. Bukayo.
At least Bukayo.
Stop being bitter and enjoy the match and enjoy everything that is happening.
What did you call him last time? Bukayo what?
Number 7.
Sorry, man, he did score. But he's so happy.
He's still our number 7.
Yeah, Arsenal won, and Mike is happy, and we're happy. We're not so happy to see him happy, but yeah, we just have to move on.
Yes, and I predicted this actually last time. And
no, you predicted 5-0. Let's start with that.
You predicted 5-0.
First, you didn't even keep a clean sheet.
Yes, it was supposed to be 5-0. But
okay.
due to
the opaque nature of Gabriel's defending.
Oh my God, Gabriel! Oh. Gabriel was awful.
Gabriel,
uh-huh.
Anyway, if I can go to the other,
in fact, you should defend like that every game.
Yeah, you should keep it up.
Masterclass.
Anyway, so as
on.
I said,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had the first result. So
yeah.
Arsenal Spurs 3-1.
Yeah.
Then we have Fulham versus Newcastle 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
To Newcastle. Then Aubameyang scored.
Finally, Aubameyang found the
bed.
Back
his
of
dream
the
was to score for Chelsea.
His dream has come true.
Yeah,
his dream has come true.
He's finally scored. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they defeated Crystal Palace 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Then Bournemouth and Brentford. Boring. That match was boring.
Yeah.
Nil-nil.
In fact,
nil-nil.
I feel like I should just cut it out of this episode.
In fact,
we should leave that Bournemouth.
In fact, let's just rule it out. It did not exist.
Yeah.
And Liverpool's masterclass performance against Brighton.
Wow.
They drew 3-3.
Hey. You know the term hat trick is a bit painful to me at the moment. But I just want to acknowledge Josan.
So,
hey, but Manchester United,
we
scored three
we
goals.
We also scored a hat-trick.
An Anthony hat-trick, yeah.
Wait, we have not yet reached there.
Yeah, so Jerry was trying to say before the words ran out of his mouth.
I'm speechless.
Trossard scored a hat-trick for Brighton.
But
Wolves, what happened with Wolves?
Trout.
By the way, the Wolves coach was sacked. Sarge.
Yeah, he was sacked.
Traore made him lose his job.
Yeah.
All thanks to Traore.
Traore.
Adama Traore, wherever you are.
Issue.
Are you happy with the life decisions that you're making?
How do you release the ball when someone is already offside?
Offside, yeah.
How don't you make,
can
how
you
don't
you
make
run?
Man City versus Man United.
I think my phone is ringing.
Let me just step outside because,
it's an important phone call.
This is about to become unbearable, but you know what? 9 goals were scored, 3 hat-tricks, 1 Haaland, 2 Foden, 3 Manchester United.
It's Anthony and Martial who scored.
I know. Martial had 2, Anthony had
so
1.
If it were not for Martial, guys would have...
We won the second half.
We won the
three
second
two.
Half, 3-2. In fact,
by the way, we won that second half.
The highlight is
game.
Anthony's goal.
Our debutant is debutanting
every
week.
So what
every
position
week.
Are you on the
it's
table?
It's better than Saka.
If I may ask, what position are you on the table? Manchester United. Anyway,
we
so that
this.
Was the
we should
that,
beat this.
that was my highlight match.
But still, yeah, of course, Haaland had to be robotic and.
In fact, Haaland scoring and then celebrating in the same style. It's not even cool.
He's scoring the same
even,
goals.
We don't even
he's
like
boring.
His goals. He's a boring.
He's
player.
A boring person.
Yeah, in fact,
no, I can recall words from a contemporary philosopher.
Uh-huh.
I call him contemporary. I call them contemporary because you know they told me.
Mm-hmm.
And the contemporary philosophers were just sitting next to me. That's what
but
I
you
recall.
Know, guys, yeah,
being
you
told
can,
that
you
I should
can...
kick Haaland out of the FPL. Look what he did.
Yeah,
he actually gave me 23 points. I did not captain him.
I'm
calling
us contemporary philosophers.
I'm triple captaining him and he'll score 5 goals.
Yes,
he
please,
will.
Please,
you know what?
Please, triple captain him. Please.
I am pretty sure that there's going to be some few, 2 or 3 games, Haaland will get a disaster class and every one of you is going to be devastated. I'm saying this with utmost confidence.
and tears.
Well, Man City
I promise
fans,
you I'm not crying.
Listen to me. Anyway, this guy is...
But Haaland
is breaking records.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's exhausting, honestly. To everyone of you who's criticizing Manchester United, just know that Haaland is also coming for you guys, and
you
guys
what?
Will not be able to even
you know
score
what?
One against them.
You know what? In football, in my entire life of watching football, I only have one mission:
uh-huh.
to criticize Manchester United ever, whichever point.
Just give me the manager.
Jerry can be a better manager.
I can't wait for Manchester City to meet Arsenal at the Emirates and thrash them 12-0, 8-2.
The real test, as Mike puts it.
Yeah.
The real test awaits at the Emirates.
The real test.
In fact, Mike was kind enough to put Manchester United among the teams that will go to UEFA. You know what? You are too kind. We might not even make it to top 6.
We might not even make it to top 6.
We'll finish with
40
points.
You know how Ronaldo carried us last season? Now they're not playing Ronaldo. Now we're about to be relegated.
In fact,
now sit and hug.
Leicester and Man United.
Bugs from the same feather. The derby didn't... Okay. The Nottingham game. I think it devastated me.
Yeah, actually.
Because Jesse Lingard... Yeah, I expected some few goals from him.
This was very...
Yeah, it was tough for me personally.
This was a long weekend.
Yeah, long. Very long.
So, before you started... unleashing your problems.
But
then,
you know, I'm pretty sure next time will be all over the place.
In fact,
yeah?
Mike can be our therapist. So, counselor, what is the way forward?
What should we
tips
do?
Tips on how to become number one.
Which club? Speaking from on top of the table.
Speaking from the top of the table.
Uh-huh.
Ensure your players are fresh. Speaking of which, Arsenal is the youngest team, by the way.
Arsenal here.
Yeah,
the
youngest team, by the way. It's the youngest team.
Because of Ethan.
What does that have to do with anything?
Oh, the squad has a lot of young players.
Yeah, actually.
So it's not like our players are just lying around.
Not even about being young, but looking for people who can play their positions well. If you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Not people who want. Not people who want to bring glory to themselves. You see.
I want you to go straight to the point. Who are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about players.
Why are you beating around the bush?
The bush, yeah.
Just
say that. Who's such a... Is it Haaland? Are you
for
talking
example,
about Haaland?
No. For example, I'm talking about Man United. I'm diagnosing your problems and you should listen to this.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Because, okay, for a player like Haaland... No, not Haaland. A player like Anthony.
Martial.
I don't know. No, come on. Anthony.
Uh-huh.
The Anthony.
Yeah.
Matthews.
Uh-huh.
Of Man United.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I was saying is that I don't know whether he's compatible with playing with someone like Ronaldo.
Uh-huh.
Hey. I actually think, yeah.
He could be the one consulting Ten Hag.
I feel like now.
I feel like he's the man behind Ten Hag.
Interesting.
Controversial.
What do you mean he's not compatible with Ronaldo?
No, as in, I think Ronaldo, as in, with Anthony out of the picture, like if you, one of the two should play. Because you see, probably Ronaldo is that guy who will look for goals.
Yeah, that's why he should be played. Because he doesn't.
Ten Hag, listen to me.
Yeah, whatever you
the
are.
The only way to respect Ronaldo's career is to start him.
Yeah.
Anyway, carry on.
And also, the way I view Anthony, is that kind of a person. Yes, he can provide assists, but he also wants to be a goal scorer.
But you know what? Point is, he's actually a good. He's good on his feet.
Yes. But Antoine is not selfish.
Yeah, he's not selfish.
I feel like he would compliment Ronaldo very well.
Yeah.
Because he was not just shooting like Saka. You know Saka? Saka is there with the ball.
Saka actually, we're not talking about the ball.
There are so many people to pass the ball to and he's shooting. And that's why it was blocked. He would have passed it to the people behind. But you see, Antoine was in the right position to be given the ball to shoot. His second goal, which is scored a few days ago, a very amazing goal, by the way, Arsenal could never.
Yeah.
And he's not actually a selfish person. He was in the right place at the right time that Rashford could give him the ball to score. So I think he's a good player. He has an open mind. And with Ronaldo, they'd actually...
Yeah, so I don't know what Mike's talking about.
Yeah, you know what Mike's talking about. Even in the goal against City, I don't think that was a selfish shot. I just think that
he
saw the opportunity and took it. And also, he had won the ball from Grealish. That £100 million flop has scored one goal ever since he came to City.
Yeah, and
Antonio scored two, by the way. He won the ball, finessed it to the back of the
goal
net.
Goal of the month.
In fact, from now on in FIFA, I am not going easy on anyone.
Finessing here and there.
Well, so that was just my opinion, by the way, that probably they wouldn't be compatible, but I don't know. Probably
Ten Hag. They would.
They would.
If he doesn't play Ronaldo. Antony is the best option as the probably the number 7 for Manchester United.
But I think he should stop playing McTominay.
McTominay, yeah. You know, I thought it was so obvious that Casemiro was going to start and Cristiano because they are good players.
Anyway, not everything is about you. And you lost and now you should be rubbing your bruises as you wait for the next match.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a question that has been bugging me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, will Liverpool go back to their form?
I doubt.
Like the way they used to. Is the 7-year curse following Klopp? Because this guy...
I'm starting to actually believe that Sadio Mane carried Liverpool
through
and through.
Definitely. That's actually my take.
Yeah, like that's so true.
Plus, his finishing was actually good.
He was not selfish, like Saka.
like Saka. And then Trent, what is happening? Trent
he has never been a good defender.
Not a good defender.
Trent has never been a defender, actually. If you check the games where he has done well,
CDM.
He has been assisting or shooting or scoring or something like that. But Trent has never been a good defender.
So he's been
uncovered. Jerry.
He's not a defender. If he's a defender in your books, that's why you are supporting a very bad team.
I don't think they'll make it to the Champions League, honestly.
Probably the second half of the season
will be a wake-up call to
them. Or maybe Klopp could be fired at the end of this year.
Provided they don't win the league, honestly, I'm okay with everything.
Yeah, they could never. They started the league with four losses. Was it four losses?
They did. They did actually win the league.
Okay, they won, but they could never again.
Okay, this is that season where they performed poorly.
Very.
They had it coming.
Back
because,
to
how can you win Champions League, Premier League? Hey, you have to have one coming for you.
Back
guys.
To default settings.
Uh-huh.
I'm just waiting for the day my United wins the league again.
I will be so happy. I will wear red every day for the rest of my life.
And I'll be having my grandkids.
I mean, that also applies to you. I don't understand what you're saying.
Well,
wipe that smug
face out.
Because,
well, you see, at least, well, even though we didn't win the league in, 17 years.
17?
Imagine!
17?
Two fingers. What is
I don't think
it's the hope that kills. That's what I'm saying. Are you guys seeing the league? Do you see yourself winning the league?
Okay, I can
why
say
are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.
Why are you laughing?
Am I laughing?
Why is he laughing for?
Why are you laughing?
I'm cherish.
Asking Mike, do you see yourself winning the league? Because this is the closest you'll ever come.
Okay, honestly.
This is the closest you've come in 17 years. To winning it.
The closest in 17 years. Wow.
Anyway. Are you going to win it? Do you feel like
you're
going to win it?
Honestly, I
think Haaland coming for your next.
Wait, can you let me finish
first?
Yes. So I think I'm not very confident that we will take.
Yeah, very confident Manchester United can win this league this season. You are making your point. The hope will kill Arsenal because Arsenal fans are more than hopeful right now.
No, actually, because this team is on form. The current Arsenal team is on form because we had a problem with the number 9 that...
Which number 9?
Can I finish?
Mention
what
names!
Dreams?
Uh-huh.
This person,
let him finish.
Can I finish?
This episode should be actually Mike's We should just stop talking and have Mike have his.
So have your moment.
Yeah, have your moment.
This is my moment.
You're talking about form and number nine.
Yeah. First of all, like the current Arsenal team is on form.
Yeah.
And first, let me just start by top four is a guarantee for them.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to the title, now that's when things get difficult. Because Man City have
been... The Reds are also title chasing.
No. We are talking about important teams
first. Okay.
Because Man City...
Man City are actually charging for the title. They're coming in hot.
Because they didn't have that traditional number nine.
Yeah, that's the... Okay, I keep interrupting you, but let me say this. De Bruyne and Haaland link up. It's so powerful. Like, I don't know who's good. Maybe an ACL injury. It's the only thing that's going to stop them.
Yeah, but anyway, what I was saying is that the current City team, the way they brought Haaland to the team, could be a great threat. They could actually win the league. Yeah, so the best, the worst that you can actually be is number two.
Because Liverpool could finish number two. That would be a milestone for you guys. You'll be over the moon. Then next season, finish number eight as usual. but Arsenal is actually doing good. But people are not ready for this season.
Yeah.
I'm sad that Jesse Lingard didn't score. Oh, I'm very sad. It's sadder than Manchester Derby.
What is it with you and Lingard?
I don't understand. I shouldn't start storytelling because I'm going to tell the story for like 3 hours.
Tell it.
I've supported
Lingard. The listeners want to hear why you've been obsessed with Jesse Lingard.
2017, 18.
You sent a DM to Lingard.
Okay, maybe, but...
Well.
But no, it's not that way. He was a good footballer then I made a vow that I'm going to support him all through. Through the highs and lows, through the West Ham's and Nottingham's, Manchester United. You know, yeah, so I'm going to stick with that because, yeah, not many of his earlier fans are still with him. So I decided that I'm going to ride and die for Lingard. And he's a good footballer. I rate him 10%.
Yes! You actually said it!
That is the percent!
10 out of 10, 100%. No, Lingard himself knows that I rate him.
This is toxic.
It is not!
You need to move on.
Lingard deserves fans and I'm here for it. Yeah, there's nothing more you can do. The way you're singing Saka here and there, that was just Lingard back then.
Yeah, that was.
When you were 2017, 18. Yeah, this is you now. 5 years from now, 6 years from now, you'll be like, ugh. God, I'm tired with this sucker. What is he doing? We should sell him. But that's Jesse Lingard. So yeah, I think that's it. Honestly, it's not that deep. It's just me being a fan. Oh, Madison. Okay.
Actually, Madison, I
was impressed by Madison.
He's second
to Haaland by their goals and assists.
Yeah. First of all, the way he scored, he's the one who scored the first goal.
Yeah, the first.
And
goal.
Then the free kick. Actually,
Harvey
all
Barnes,
the Leicester goals.
Harvey Barnes. Yeah. And then yeah, he contributed.
Yeah. Actually, all
Madison,
the goals impressed me.
Harvey Barnes, and then the very wonderful free kick, almost as good as Anthony's.
You should stop being obsessed about this Anthony.
No.
Let us have our consolation, please.
This is not obsession.
This is facts. I don't know if buts or maybes. Only absolute. But yeah, Madison was good.
Yeah.
Anyway, who else? Who scored the fourth goal?
It was Daka.
Oh, Daka.
It was Daka. Do you know who also appeared in the score sheets?
Yeah, who? Oh,
Our own dreamer.
Who?
Aubameyang.
Chelsea fans, get ready for him to leave. He might be leaving soon. He might be leaving soon.
He'll actually get his form this season. Then next season, we're nearly past.
We're nearly half the season.
No, we're not. This season has 38
Time
games,
is moving.
And you have played 7.
How are you doing your calculations?
So you're saying a season has 16 games?
Yeah, I don't think Haaland will get... Not Haaland, Aubameyang will get his form back.
Speaking
at
of,
Chelsea.
Aubameyang,
I feel like he's just going to get some 3 consolation goals and then, yeah, leave next season.
So, something that intrigued me was that I was looking at the records and Haaland has scored more hat-tricks. No, he has equaled the number of hat-tricks that Cristiano scored in.
In the Premier League.
In 224 lesser games than Cristiano. So, for Haaland, it took him only 8 games. So, this guy, there was a debate going on whether Alan Shearer would have his record broken by Haaland. So I don't know what you think about that.
Probably even this season. I'd like
260. Okay, like, cause I don't know. Probably in his first season he can score 50 goals. Cause this guy is a machine. He's a
50 goals in the Premier League or in all competition.
Are you joking?
And others were saying that he'll surpass Messi's record goal 94. In a calendar year, 91 goals.
91, yeah. Yeah, 91.
It's like,
so I don't know whether it's possible, because I won't say that it is. And he could also be contending for the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah, but yeah.
That. Mbappe aside.
Mbappe.
Yeah, I don't know why people are still going on with the Mbappe-Haaland debate. I think Haaland is way past.
But I think the Mbappe-Haaland debate could be much stronger if Mbappe could be playing for a bigger
club,
team.
Yeah.
But I don't think
in a more
that,
serious league.
In a more serious league, mm. Yeah. But I don't think that will stop him because of the Champions League.
But they won't win it. PSG won't win the
Champions League.
Speaking of which, there's something that I said earlier on. That either PSG or Man City could win this season's Champions League. And
we've already taken PSG.
PSG
out.
Would win that.
PSG won't win, so
PSG would win.
That leaves Man City.
Man City
so
won't
do you think
win.
Man City
but Bayern could also win. Real Madrid is still there. I don't think it's just
guaranteed.
I don't think it's just there cut and dry that City will win. No. Just like that. I don't think so.
Okay. I'm just saying this because of given that they are the form that they have.
But every season they've always been like really like even last season they had some certain type of form. That season before they also had form as in, I don't think it's about the form.
The form
has
been consistent.
Yeah,
the form has been there but they've never won.
I don't think there's a time that City was like
poor
form or something like that. So
after Mbappe was cast in that PSG match, now it's now Haaland who's been cast.
Has Mbappe even spoken on it?
Because actually, when you look at that match, Mbappe played really poorly. It was the match against Man United.
Yeah, 2019.
Mbappe didn't have his scoring boots at all.
He was tripping here and there.
Yeah, he was tripping everywhere. Each time he got the ball, he just...
Imagine Lukaku playing better than Mbappe.
Yeah, Lukaku actually did some work.
Actually, I've never seen PSG playing Inter.
Or Dortmund play Chelsea. Have Dortmund played Chelsea? Ever.
I don't think so.
Dortmund, I don't think they've ever met Chelsea.
Chelsea and Dortmund. There are some matches that you've never seen in your life.
Yeah.
But there are those that you see every time. Real and Bayern.
Real and Bayern.
But probably for Real, they could be title contenders this coming... for the Champions League. They could be contenders. I don't want to rule them out.
Do you reckon the Bayern Lewandowski or the Barcelona Lewandowski?
Bayern Lewandowski.
Me, I feel like he should have just stayed at Bayern.
Yeah. I think
Bayern Lewandowski was not a joke.
Yeah.
He was not a joke. But again, I do see him as a tapping merchant because most of his goals... within the box.
People will come and arrest you right
now. Don't. Most of his goals. No.
Okay, I'm not talking about Barcelona, but I'm talking about Bayern. When he was at Bayern.
Lewandowski has always been good.
But me, I feel like he should have just stayed because Bayern.
I just call him a tapping merchant.
Are you saying that you don't rate Lewandowski?
I did not say that. Who said that?
If you define a tapping merchant as someone who scores from inside
Sterling,
the box,
Sterling
is the ultimate tapping merchant.
It's not even a tapping merchant because they keep going out.
Okay, I do.
It's a tapping
from. I do a tapping merchant is someone who just taps
that,
in.
But see, that's a striker's job to get into the box and score goals.
And tap in, yeah.
But
Lewandowski is...
But he's not a tapping merchant.
He scores from open play, a lot of them.
Oh yeah, he does. But from within the box.
Yeah. Where would you like a number 9 to play?
The way Cristiano did back in Real.
But he still scored a lot from inside the box.
Yeah.
Okay, but speaking of his career.
Yeah.
Because Ten Hag said that he's now come to a mutual agreement that... He has now allowed Ronaldo to go to the team that he likes. So I don't know which team
that frightens me a lot, honestly. But you know, last transfer window, people didn't want to sign Ronaldo. No club wanted Ronaldo. Like he literally almost got linked to Chelsea. So me, I don't know. Me, I feel like Ronaldo should just stay at Manchester United, grow old, go to Sporting, retire from Manchester United, go to Sporting.
But
Manchester United could win the Champions League if they only played Ronaldo. Honestly.
They should just call Rooney back and the team that they used to play with in 2008 to win the Champions League once again.
Gigs. We need like some six I don't know, 6 years a lot to build our team back to when we were at
but
our
we
prime.
But we have already spent those 6 years.
6 more years.
And no trophy. 6 years without a trophy.
We're spending 6 years.
You guys are not winning trophies. What were you doing all that time?
Oh, we were playing football.
We were coming up with a new project. What's for us. We were coming up with a new project.
Which is the Mikel Arteta.
The Mikel Arteta project. And as you can see.
But that's working for
as you
guys.
Can see, yeah.
But I don't know how long it's going to work, honestly.
I feel like it will work for long because these guys are young. They're already communicating.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, I think
it
goes down to the actual team, the players themselves.
The players themselves,
yeah.
Anyway, so Arsenal versus Liverpool. Actually, the next game week.
Where is it? Emirates? Or?
It's at the Emirates. Yeah, it's at the Emirates.
Predict, please predict.
5-0.
Let's hear it from you.
Okay, just a simple 2.
You might actually it's more likely to win. No, why are you not saying 5-0?
So you guys have predicted that it will be 5-0. Because I don't want to let me just say affirm 3-1.
How about 2-0 clean sheet? You don't want clean sheet.
I don't know.
I
cannot talk about.
You don't trust Trump's date.
I don't know about a clean sheet because the form that Firmino is taking, first of all.
I don't want to say that
Firmino, the likes of Luis,
is back.
The likes of Luis Diaz. So
mm-hmm.
those are some.
They
of
could actually challenge your defense.
No, challenge our clean sheet. And they could actually surpass and score 1-0, but the rest of the match they'll just be pocketed. There's also the Liverpool Man City.
That's no longer exciting. No longer exciting now that one team has a robot. It'll just be a normal boring game.
Yeah.
Alan will just score.
People are actually tired of fighting.
Same old goal, and then.
What do you think, as the Manchester United or Spurs, which one's going to win?
Okay.
Honestly, I'm tired of losing.
Okay. Spurs will win that game. Let me tell you, they will win that game.
The last time.
Seriously.
Okay, I do think
the last
that
time we won because Ronaldo was playing. Keep that in mind. And now just look at Ten Hag, who we know is going to not start Ronaldo.
We thought it was a new era. Turns out it's not. But yeah, me, I'm positive. Jerry's not, but I'm positive we'll win.
There's now the... Now
yeah, Jerry and I will clash.
We're not clashing. We're losing.
Well, all hope is lost.
In fact, I'll shave my head.
when Man United wins.
If Man United wins, I'm shaving my head.
Well, you heard it from Jerry.
I'm shaving it to the skin.
But before we go, DVB versus City. Haaland will be making
against his former team.
Against his former team again.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, this has been a very somber episode.
This episode is not over.
It's not over until you say it's over. So, just the other day I saw on Instagram that one of the football legends, Higuain, will be retiring from football in the MLS. This will be actually his last season. During his time in
Juventus.
Real Madrid.
Oh,
even
oh.
Juventus.
Oh.
But more so, my highlight of him as a player was when he was at Real Madrid. Because he actually scored 121 goals. I think the football world will miss him in general, and you know.
Yeah, you know, by the
You actually waited for me just to finish and
yeah, I was waiting for you to finish with your song story.
What was the joke? What did I miss?
Women. I was saying, Nkunku is actually going to Chelsea by the...
Yeah.
So now they bought Koulibaly and Nkunku now.
But I don't think Chelsea are now becoming the new Man United. They'll be...
Just
loading,
packing footballers.
They'll be packing footballers,
yeah,
but...
Wages.
They'll be going nowhere.
Okay.
Yeah, but they have so many people now. They have Sterling, they have Aubameyang, they have Nkunku,
yeah.
They have Silva, they have...
It was just like Man United the other
they
day.
They have Havertz.
They spent 200 million on I don't know how many players and they still couldn't get on
we
top
have
of the
money,
table.
We have money.
But
you guys have
money
to spoil.
Yeah.
But we have...
Not oil money. We have actual money.
They have this 18-year-old.
They could play 3 matches at once and
not
luck.
This 21-year-old.
Which one?
Armando Broha. From Albania, yeah. They have Pulisic. Pulisic
is still...
Pulisic should just go to USA and play
and
play
American football.
And then play soccer. You guys saw Gallagher's goal against his former
Gallagher.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, that was a cool one.
Yeah, it was a good one. But he respected the other team.
Yeah, he respected.
Didn't.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Do you know I have so much respect? But yeah, but he, I would celebrate. Hey.
You have to become the new Adebayo.
Yes.
You saw the way he celebrated against Arsenal.
He celebrated. It's like he was winning the everything cup. I would celebrate. Last minute, finesse from outside the box. I would say, I am celebrating.
You jump out of the stadium.
You just hear me. Hey, I would celebrate. Hey.
But what really baffles me, by the way, this is something that has been bugging me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that there are clubs which have less goals than Haaland? As in the club itself has less goals than Haaland.
Yeah, Haaland.
All through its career.
No,
just the beginning of this season.
Like
yeah.
Chelsea,
Haaland,
I think they have.
Goals.
I think Chelsea has 10 goals. Haaland has 14.
Haaland has 14 goals. Man United 14? Has 11.
Yeah, Man United has 11.
Yes, Man United has 11 goals.
Ah.
Yeah, United has 11 goals.
Wow, I actually didn't know that. All those goals you've been scoring,
they add up to 11. I mean, look, we won against Man City 3-2 in the second half, so that's 3 goals.
I would tell you that.
What?
We also won against Arsenal 3-1.
That's
6 goals. Liverpool, we beat them how many goals? 2. Yeah, that's 8.
Mm-hmm.
So who's Man United's top scorer?
Right now.
Yeah.
Actually, it's Rashford with 3 goals. Then Antony has 2 goals. Our very own Antony.
Martial.
Then the other Antony has 2. Then Sancho has 2. Then
Bruno. 1. Cristiano. 0.
Cristiano nil.
It's sad.
Nil.
I'm crying
actually,
while I'm saying this.
So actually, you had those goals. They add up to 11.
Yeah, 11.
Oh,
yeah.
Less than Haaland.
Then the second person after him has 7 goals. So he's literally doubled.
Yeah.
And De Bruyne has 8 assists. Actually, you know, he might very well been surpass the assist record.
From
the Premier League, yes. Assist record.
Oh, Haaland?
Yeah. No.
Who?
De Bruyne.
Oh, De Bruyne.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
He has about 8 games to do that. If he just assists the next 8 games, 1 assist each game, he'll surpass that record.
So now imagine if Haaland was now in the Zidane charity match. The man of the match was, for the Zidane charity, was
Minimenta.
Yeah, it was
Minimenta. 3 goals, 3 assists.
3 goals, 3 assists.
Mm.
So if he could be there, Haaland would be now.
Haaland's had 3 goals and 2 assists, so Minimeta was like, not quite, mate.
Yeah.
It's like, not quite.
Not
You're
quite.
Not having it today.
Not quite.
Guys,
yeah.
I just feel it in my heart that.
Wait. We are not opening up here, please. Man United lost in peace.
No.
So anyway, it's been great. Yeah.
I'm actually having a moment in my life, and actually next week it will be continuing the same way.
Not quite. Hold that thought.
Hold that thought.
What should I be holding? The title?
I'm dying, man. This guy is
just trying to.
Anyway,
much.
What was I saying? Oh, I was saying.
You're
goodbye.
Saying that.
Yeah, and
yeah.
I was also crying. But let it be known that.
We will recharge, regroup, and bounce back.
And other funny stories to tell.
No. He's using the same.
He's reusing jokes.
Yeah. Find new ones, Mike.
I'm not reusing jokes, I'm just stating facts.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for making it up to this moment in the episode. But it's time to say goodbye. So, goodbye, guys. So you can find us on social media at
Instagram at the Fourth Official Podcast. We don't have Twitter yet. Email us at thefourthofficialpodcast@gmail.com. The link is in our bio on Instagram bio. You can check out our episodes there and give us your thoughts in the Instagram comments.
Your thought. Just one thought.
Your thought. Yeah, a thought. Okay, guys, I really don't seem to understand why these guys keep laughing. Honestly, nothing funny on. Okay, but on that note, we have to stop there. Stay tuned. See you next time.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.